The Railcats put up a fight in their game with Winnipeg last night, trailing 5-0 in the ninth. They scored three times and had the tying run at home plate, but came up short. The Cats lose 5-3 at U.S. Steel Yard last night for their fourth straight loss. Alex Crosby had a two-run double in the ninth inning and says the comeback could help the Cats pick up momentum for this afternoon's rematch between the two teams.
Yeah, we just need to get it going from the get-go, like how we had the rally in the ninth inning. Just a little more energy, ready to go. We're going to be all right. We just got to string it together. The runs were there. We got hits when we needed them. We just got to produce a little bit more, and then we'll be on the better end of the stick eventually.
As we told you earlier, the two teams go at it again this afternoon at the Yard. By the way, the Railcats signed infielder Chase Dawson yesterday. Dawson is an Andrian grad from Chesterton who went to Valparaiso University. It was a rough night for the Oilmen as well. They lost to DuPage County 13-3 last night. The White Sox had a pretty good night, though.
Jimenez drills it. Left center, number one in this ballpark is gargantuan. He saved it all up for that mammoth missile to center field. Wow!
That Jimenez homer went 462 feet. P.S. White Sox win it 7-5. As for the Cubs, it was a long night in Colorado. The Rockies would score five times in the sixth inning for a 10-3 win. And we close with hockey because the hockey season closes tonight. The Boston Bruins will host the St. Louis Blues in Game 7 of their Stanley Cup Final Series. Tonight's winner gets the Stanley Cup. Big thank you to NBC Chicago Sports Net for the White Sox highlight. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.